whether you want to
buy, buy, buy.
In a bear market or
sell, sell, sell
in a bull market. Jim Cramer can help you become a better investor. Mad Money, weeknights 6 Eastern. Listen to CNBC on the Odyssey app.
Great game last night.
Mm-hmm.
Dramatic, thrilling, sloppy, but college football to its core. Two iconic brands. Notre Dame wins. Drew Aller struggles late. And James Franklin
loses again.
Big game, James, up 10.
Loser.
How does Brian Kelly feel right now, by the way? Leaves for LSU to have a better chance to win a national title. Marcus Freeman slides in and he's four quarters away from getting it done for the Irish. Immortality.
I didn't even think about Brian Kelly.
It's probably best you don't.
Yeah. What accent are we supposed to use when we talk about him?
Family.
Family.
Suddenly Cajun Brian Kelly.
Yeah.
The other game last night, Pistons were in a thriller. They lost. Finally, we had a team lose in 2025. Pistons lost. I don't want to dwell on it. Pistons had to travel on a back-to-back while Golden State was sitting and waiting, and it wasn't the Pistons' best effort. What was cool to me was to see for the second night this week, we've had Lions personnel at the game. It was Aaron Glenn a couple days ago. Mm-hmm. Brad Holmes got a standing O last night. St. Brown was at the game. Gibbs, I'm probably missing somebody. It felt like half the team has been to the Pistons games this week.
Well, I mean, that's the beauty of, you know, these guys go to games frequently. They're athletes, but they're also sports fans, most of them. Not all of them, but most of them. And so when you win and you're there, the cameras are always searching the crowd to see who is. Like last night, you're watching the start of that championship game or the Final Four game, college football playoffs, and they show Dick Vitale, right? Notre Dame guy. And so they're always searching for faces in the crowd. And they're searching even harder because they want to see Aaron Glenn, Brad Holmes. Is Jared Goff going to pop up at one of these, which he did at the auto show, which was kind of cool. Drives in the Ford and throws a couple of balls into the crowd. They want to have the Jared Goff chant with him there. Just imagine how bonkers that crowd would go.
I was thinking Campbell, but yeah, Goff would probably raise the roof too. But yeah, I just like seeing the connective tissue right now. I think everybody's feeling good in 2025.
Yeah.
I like when you see the crossover, and we've seen it when these guys go to games, like, you know, Dylan Larkin will have a Tigers hat on, or you know, Kate Cunningham had a JMO jersey the other day.
JMO's been at a bunch of them.
Yeah, he did the horn at the Red Wing game. Yeah. I mean, it's cool to see right now the buy-in from everybody. I don't think this is how it works in every city.
Well, not every city has all the major sports teams. Yeah. And that's why we talked about this is right now, I think the greatest sports city in America because of what the Lions are doing, what the Tigers did, what's the possibility of the other two sports teams. But it is the fact that the fans are so invested in everything. Just think about what the fans had to endure 4 or 5 years ago with no playoff teams.
I think it says a lot about like our competitive spirit, right?
Yeah.
That when you're a doormat for basically a decade, you could lose fans. You really could. Like people tune you out. Okay. Teams are all bad. I think it did the opposite. It made people hungry. I mean, people stayed invested. I mean, what mm-hmm. we do, I mean, we're talking to fans all the time and fans have been dying to see one of the teams compete. Mm-hmm. Let alone all
literally
four.
Fans have been dying before teams are competitive.
Yeah, I mean, the Lions, I mean, this is generations plural. And it's the Lions, it's the Tigers. And we've talked about the roadmap for the Red Wings to potentially get back in the playoffs. Fell just short a year ago. They finally feel like they're getting the most out of the roster with the coaching change. And the Pistons, like, I'm not going to dwell on last night's loss. Things are trending the right way. Everything is going the way it was supposed to for this team.
Yeah, I mean, it's everything is on the uptick. If it's not already there, obviously with the Lions, so it's fun to watch. It's fun to see, and it's fun to see the athletes get involved. And you mentioned the cross pollination of being able to watch and see guys of one team support another.
248-539-9797. Lots to talk about from last night. College football playoff, one team in the final now, Notre Dame, and our basketball team. We've got picks coming up at 6:35. We'll be picking all the NFL games 6:50. Who do you want? Lions have four different teams that they could be playing in their divisional playoff round. We'll get to all of it as the hour wraps. 248-539-9797.
Yeah, it's this weekend, and we talked about just five nights of playoff football. starting last night with Notre Dame, Penn State. Tonight you got Ohio State, Texas, and then Saturday, Sunday, Monday you've got the NFL playoffs. And we do, when we talk about who do you want, it's a little bit of a roadmap of how we are, and not saying this is what you should be doing as a listener this weekend, but you at least get to form your opinions of when you start watching some of these games, who are you actually rooting for and who are you hate watching?
And I love how it lays out, because going into Monday, it will still be up in the air.
Oh, yeah.
Well, potentially could be up in the air.
As to who they're going to play.
Yeah. 248-539-9797. All right, let's get to Heather's news.
All right, so you might have heard this. The NFL made what was trending towards this inevitable decision to move the wild card game on Monday night between the Rams and the Vikings to Arizona. So they're now going to play at State Farm Stadium in Glendale. Obviously, this is because of the wildfires that are still just blazing in the Los Angeles area.
Vikes got a bump in the line, too, as soon as that was made. Now, I don't know if we're doing it with the picks. But I think it was 1.5 went to 2.5.
We can instantly update the line, but Heather's going to complain about it.
I know.
No. I'm not going to complain about it.
She's
if
in
I know
first
about
place
it.
By 50 games.
Right, yeah,
she's
going to
complain
yeah.
about a half point line
I know,
movement.
Yeah. She's ahead by 13. And all we heard about leading up to the show was, we really should be ahead by 14
well, yeah,
because
there
was
a
line.
Dispute. I have a dispute, yeah. But it's fine. I just thought we were talking about it. Whatever, you know.
To the story. Arizona's
worst
kind of,
word in the human language, whatever.
Whatever.
Bridezilla is turning into Pickzilla.
Right. Yes.
It's not enough to beat us. She has to win by more.
Yeah. It's almost unbearable to come in here on Fridays dealing with this.
To the point of the story, Arizona's kind of like Detroit West in that way. I know Detroit has served as kind of a catch-all if the Bills couldn't play a game. Arizona's a good catch-all for LA because and the devastation has been.
It is crazy.
Have you seen the video?
Oh, have I? Which one? I mean, I've seen hundreds of videos.
The ones during daylight, or there's the ones that are the comparisons
the
of showing.
And after?
Yeah. Showing these businesses and then just burn to the ground.
I don't
ground.
Know how you can't watch that without tearing up a little bit. Like, you don't need to cry, but like, my eyes get moist because it's so sad to watch. And now you're seeing everyone returned. Why? Because I said moist, John? Is that why you're giggling? My God.
It's a serious story,
seriously.
John. Keep it together.
You know, these families are returning to their homes or what is. Where their home was, and it's just rubble, and it's
the people talking about. We don't even know what street it is because the entire neighborhood. When you see the aerial, of
so
the Palisades, it's total devastation. It's all gone.
Yep. So there's still four major fires that are raging across LA right now, and at least 10 people now have been confirmed dead, and they expect that number to change as obviously.
Mm-hmm. They find more?
Yeah, like they get into, unfortunately, that's what it's going to be, right? Whole neighborhoods, like you just said, have been devastated. They say as many as 10,000 structures have been destroyed in two of those fires, the Palisades fire and the Eaton fires. And unfortunately, firefighters are saying they expect more wind and dry conditions to really complicate efforts into the next week. So it's just like, when are they going to get these under control? How are they going to do it? I also saw an article that said this will most likely be the costliest fires in U.S. history. Losses already expected to exceed $135 billion. Mm. That is expected to rise as well. In some local news, the ex-boyfriend of missing Macomb County woman Ashley Elkins has been charged with lying to police as the search for her continues. So DeAndre Booker was arraigned in Roseville on Thursday. His bond was set at $250,000. He was ordered to wear a GPS tether if he does post bond. If convicted, he faces up to 4 years in prison for this charge. Now, authorities say that he lied to police between January 4th and 7th and willfully provided false and misleading information about the disappearance of Elkins. And then what's more concerning is that they also shared what he had looked up on his phone, like what he had Googled after she went missing. So one, he was looking for routes out of the state. So he wanted to know, he looked like he wanted to leave Michigan. Yeah. He Googled what to do while on the run, how to beat a polygraph test. And then he Googled, is blood traceable?
The answer is yes to the last. Why would you even have to Google that?
There's one more.
Why would you Google any routes out of the state? Yeah. Like,
What do I do if I've just committed a crime?
And after all of that, he looked up, how do I delete my Google search history? But unfortunately, those don't sound
good.
Not
funny, but yeah.
And she has not been found yet, so hopefully...
Of course, he gets some answers.
Somewhere, yes. So following in the footsteps of the Oakland County Sheriff's Department, Detroit police will also get to rock their Lions gear. Mm-hmm. So the announce was posted on the department's Twitter page on Wednesday evening. So while they're in uniform, they can wear their Lions hat. They can either wear like the beanie or they can wear the ball cap, which is pretty cool. And I think other police departments are also following suit. So way to show their support and their pride. Pretty cool.
Awesome.
Yeah, if you're looking for a new job, maybe, I don't know you guys, I don't think you are, but maybe the listener is someone.
You know something we don't?
Well, listen up for these. This is all according to LinkedIn.
She didn't answer the question. These
are exactly, yes.
These are the fastest.
That closed door meeting
top
that
lists
she had
for
is
you, John, and here's the top lists for you, Jim.
We'll see if any of these... sound good to you. This is all according to LinkedIn. So they released their 2025 edition of their jobs on the rise. And these are all the jobs that are seeing a big increase. So the top two are all in AI. AI and engineer, AI consultant.
Okay.
And then
not in the market.
Physical therapist.
Okay. Well, it would take some schooling.
Yes, but
not could going
be.
Back to school.
Workforce development manager, travel advisor, event coordinator, director of development, outside sales representative, sustainability specialist, and security guard. John?
Mall cop? You said, that is the one that you come up with for me as mall cop?
Well, out of all of these.
Oh,
right?
Wow.
They could do that.
As long as I get one of those motorized, what do they call those things?
Segway?
Segway, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
You know, who knows?
Wow.
Finally, here's another reminder that if a big time celebrity reaches out to you asking for money, there's a 100% chance that it's not actually them, right? But just in case you didn't know that, there's this 76-year-old woman in Georgia who is now out thousands of dollars after Alan Jackson asked for a loan. And she told cops that the scam started last June. She had posted something about the singer on her Facebook page. And then somebody claiming to be his manager reached out to her and said, hey, I'll put you in touch with him. You can meet him. You can chat with him a little bit. So she chatted with him a little bit for months, right? And then he started to ask her for some Apple gift cards. He said that he needed the money because he was going through a divorce, which is not true, and his assets were frozen. So, of course, she started sending him gift cards.
No.
I know! It sounds so simple, but it keeps happening. So she's out about $3,000, and, of course, they say cops would like to catch this guy, but they probably never will.
It's a good reminder.
Yep.
Heather with the news. Coming up next, it's The Picks. It's 97.1. Another week of the picks and another week of Heather in first place, 78-54. There's no drop off coming. She went 4-1 last week with her people, the people of Detroit, celebrating a Lions victory. Heather, when she goes on an island, is 8-3. I mean, everything she touches has turned to gold. If you haven't been betting with her, I don't know what to tell you. Second place is now Tom. He's 13 games back. I am 14 back. Greg, 18. And John, with a record better than James Franklin, but still 19 games back.
Yep. It happens sometimes. Defending champ is obviously going to be dethroned.
Kind of like the Wolverines. All right, let's get to the picks.
Only 6 NFL games this week, so we're going to start off with the NHL. Wings try to stay hot at home against the Blackhawks. Costa.
You just put that one on a tee for him to play that drop.
This seems so obvious. I'm taking the Wings, but that's what actually concerns me. The Blackhawks are very bad in goals scored and goals allowed.
Ditto. I don't know what else to say other than the Blackhawks are bad, and the Wings seem to have found some juice, so I'm going to keep going with the Wings.
Yeah, they're on a winning streak, right? Let's keep it going. I'm going to go with the Wings, too.
Chicago sports teams are going through a rough one right now. Let's go Red Wings.
Wings are your adopted people. Is that what you're talking,
you
Heather?
You said you went to games growing up.
Oh, no, I've always been a Wings fan.
Yeah, but they're not they're your adopted people. Your people, we'll get to your people later.
Well, no.
You can't have multiple people.
Yes, I can.
Why not?
I was born and raised right here in Metro Detroit, so these are my people.
You've a tradition unlike any other. The Texans are hosting a wild card game Saturday at 4:30. Chargers are favored by 2.5 points. Gov.
Yeah, Houston, every time they've been in the playoffs, has played at 4:30 on Saturday since like 2011. I'm going to go Chargers.
Thanks,
here.
Stoney.
Yeah, exactly. I heard that on the way in this morning. I couldn't wait to use it.
I will back you up. That's a good stat.
Oh, thank you, Greg. Oh, okay. A compliment from Greg.
Yes.
I feel so. I'm
validated.
Going Chargers. Yes.
Yeah.
Trust Harbaugh here in this situation. Texans, I just don't think they're a very good team. I think they're the best team in the AFC South. I think those are different things. I'll take the Chargers.
Yeah, I mean, you're talking NFC South, AFC South. Like, there's a lot of things where you could say, okay, you made the playoffs, but you're not necessarily a good team. I feel the same way, and it's kind of disappointing with the way the NFL set up that you are playing at the Texans, because I do think the Chargers are a better team. I think Justin Herbert and what they bring to the table, I think they at least get one, if not multiple wins, but I'm going to go with this one.
Yeah, I kind of wish I wasn't, because I like to choose something different, but I'm also going with the Chargers just because they're LA Chargers. I want to like give some love to Los Angeles a little bit from what they're going through. Plus, it's the shirt I got in the mystery box. I'm just rooting for them.
Jim Harbaugh playoff game in Houston. Dad energy rising. Chargers. Jim.
Jim Harbaugh allegedly believes and remembers the day he was born. He's a weird dude, but he's exactly what this franchise needed. I think this is when Justin Herbert finally shows what he's capable of and wins a playoff game. They've got the run game. They've got a defense. And I think they go into Houston, favored for a reason, and get it done.
Ravens host the Steelers as 9.5-point favorites. John.
I don't think there's any doubt the Ravens win this game, but I think the Steelers' defense is too good to be basically blown out. You're talking about a 10-point win. So give me the Steelers. Give me Mike Tomlin. Again, a very average team. I don't know if they score a lot of points, but I also don't think that the Ravens score a lot of points in this one. So give me the Steelers.
Okay, I'll go with the Ravens.
Good for you.
Yeah, thank you.
A lot of talk about how the Steelers made the playoffs just to face a division rival. That cuts both ways. The Ravens have to face a heated rival too. I'll take the Steelers. Jim.
Steelers offense is broken.
It's Russell Wilson.
Haven't topped 17 points the last 4 weeks. They've had their doors blown off in 3 of the 4. Ravens are a cut above. Lamar struggles later in the playoffs. They'll take care of business in game one.
I'm going Steelers here. I think the Steelers, for the most part, have played Lamar extremely well. And I think the anomaly was just the last game they played, and people have short memories. There's no Zay Flowers. He had a big game in that game. Steelers will play them tight. They'll lose. Classic Stoney. Ravens win. Steelers cover.
Mm-hmm. That's more like Stoney. Bills play the Broncos in the playoffs for the first time since the AFC Championship game in January of the year of our Lord, 1992. Mm. Bills laying 8.5. Heather.
I'm going to pick the Broncos. I don't think they're necessarily going to win. I feel like they're underdogs, and I'm going with them.
Bronc Bros before Broncos. Give me the Bills.
Broncos, great against the spread all year long. You got a rookie quarterback going on the road, but you've got a defense and you've got a coach to help set him up in this spot. The Broncos have only lost by more than 8 points once this season. Give me Denver.
And that game was at Baltimore, and I think a lot of people use that game as when Denver plays the big boys, they get destroyed. We're way later in the year now. Sean Payton's been in this spot before. I think the Bills' defense is at least questionable to where the Broncos will be able to score some points. The cold's not going to affect them. They're used to that in Denver. I will take the points here and take the Broncos.
Broncos with Bo Nix. Bo Nix, I think he's got obviously a bright future, especially if Sean Payton, that duo can really be good together, but not this weekend. I think the Bills are going to make a point. Sean McDermott wants to make a point. And when you do rookie things as a quarterback and you're playing against a team that can make you pay for those, I think the Bills win this one running away.
Packers travel to the Link, getting 4.5 points from the hosting Eagles. The Eagles have championship medal that the Packers simply do not have. E-A-G-L-E-S. Eagles. Jim.
I think they drop a bomb on the Packers, who are frauds with a capital F. They have struggled against the heavy hitters in the NFC. 1-5 in this division, 2-5 against playoff teams. Eagles, fly, Eagles, fly.
Yeah, I'm going to go Eagles here, too. And I feel like the Eagles are almost like politics to a certain degree. There seems to be such a divide on people who think they're really good and people who think, oh, my gosh, this implosion's coming internally. I buy that they're really good. I bought it since before the season. And I think they crushed the Packers, who I think are falling apart.
Eagles win, Packers cover. But I think the Packers, Jordan Love, this is good. This is going to go down a little bit of a rabbit hole, so stick with me. He always seems to do in the last couple of years enough at the end of the season to make everybody believe that the Packers are going to be contenders. They have won one game in the division. They're not contenders. They are not going to be contenders next year. Jordan Love is going to do enough in this game to make people believe he's worth the contract, to make people believe the Packers are going to have a better season next year. So he keeps it close, but eventually does a Jordan Love thing and costs them the game. So I'm going to take the Packers, but I still think the Eagles win.
I'm going to go with the Eagles.
Good for you.
Thank you.
Buccaneers host the Commanders. Tampa Bay favored by 2.5. John Jansen waking up in a cold sweat thinking about Dan Turk and Brett Conway.
Oh, no. Down at the pirate ship.
You know how to needle him.
I had to live that one on the 31st. Now you're going to bring it up again?
I like the Bucs in this spot. I like a Bulls defense against a rookie quarterback. Give me Tampa. Fire the cannons.
Yeah, I'm going Tampa here, and the Lions are off this week, but they did play last Sunday night, and the double-digit disco was open at Ford Field. Now the double-digit disco is open for a second straight Sunday night. It's eye patch night at the disco. Give me the Buccaneers, and what I think is going to be the biggest blowout of the weekend.
Ooh. Wow, the biggest blowout of the weekend. I don't think it's going to be a blowout. In fact, I'm taking the Commanders.
Of course
I don't
you
know
would.
If it's.
Where's your blazer?
It's you know what? It's in storage.
Yeah.
like everything else around here. And I think that they make enough plays to keep it close. I think that they actually, not to keep it close, but they actually win this game. And it's been 24 years in the making. How about a reckoning? You brought it up. Dan Turk, Brett Conway. Part of my disdain for kickers is people learn just a little bit more about me every week. Yeah, that's where it started, and they finally find a way to right a wrong.
I'm going with the Buccaneers.
Good for you.
You like Pirates?
No.
Arrg.
Yeah, you know what? Yeah, I do.
Does
I guess,
Colin
no.
have an eye patch?
No. Tom, he doesn't.
Not during the day.
But on Sunday night.
Commanders are trendy, but the Bucs are still favored. Vita Vea is a terrifying human being. Bucs. Vikings favored by 1.5 against the Rams. Game move to State Farm Stadium in Arizona. The Ford Field of the West Coast. Gov.
This is a tough one to call. But when it's a tough one to call, I go with who I think is the better coach. And that's not a dismissal of Kevin O'Connell. But I think McVay's a better coach. I think Stafford's a better quarterback. And I think only the Lions are the team that will ever be able to beat the Rams. It's like there's still something going on here cosmically where the Lions have got to be the team to eliminate Stafford.
John.
I'm trying to decide, do I just want to make this pick out of spite and not pick Heather's people? Because I do think Kevin O'Connell right now is the better coach over Sean McVay. I know Sean McVay has a Super Bowl. That's why I said right now what he's done with Sam Darnold. I think they bounce back. I think they recover. I think they want to make a statement in this game, and I think the Vikings win, and I think they actually win big.
I think that I am going to go with the Rams.
Good. Well done.
Going against
well
your people.
Done.
I
yes.
know, but I went because of the LA Chargers. I just, and I said I was rooting for people in LA, and you know what?
You're going with the hot pick?
I'm going with Rams.
The game moving,
That's
by the
me,
way.
John.
The game moving, by the way, is irrelevant because half of SoFi was probably going to be Vikings fans. I mean, they're the ones that are probably more inconvenienced because they had to change all their travel plans. Yep.
The Vikings have no doubt watched the film from last week and seen multiple touchdowns they left on the field. Vikes make the adjustments. Vikes win comfortably. Ooh. Jim.
John Matthew Stafford's coming back to Detroit. As nauseating as this storyline has been.
Unless the Commanders win.
McVay, a Super Bowl champion. Stafford, a Super Bowl champion. They are a sleeper in the NFC, and I think they win this game outright. Give me L.A. And those are the picks. It's 97.1.
Hey, America's favorite place to watch all these great moments that we're picking right now is Stadium Swim. It's located at Circa Resort and Casino. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience absolutely built for us, the sports fans. Chill in one of the six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of that massive 40-foot-tall high-definition screen located at Circa Resort and Casino. It's in downtown Las Vegas, and it's right there on Fremont Street. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
Lions don't play this weekend, but you're going to be watching intently to see who they face in their first playoff game next weekend, following weekend.
Sure, everybody is.
And John?
Everybody wants to know, who's it going to be? Who's the first victim?
Who do you want it to be?
I want it to be the Commanders, because I'm on Commander Island, and I picked them to win. I don't think Green Bay wins. I picked them to cover, but I don't think they win. Against the Eagles, so I want the Commanders. And part of it is, all right, I still have some animosity of the way I was released. That's why I wanted to come to Detroit. I wanted to come to Detroit my whole career, but I wanted to go to a team that played the Commanders. We played them the second game. Got a chance to beat them. Now I want to beat them again.
So you want them coming into Ford Field?
I want them coming into Ford Field, and I want them to pay a heavy price. Plus, while Jaden Daniels is going to be a good quarterback. And he is a good quarterback. But the same thing I talked about with Bo Nix, they're going to do rookie things in the playoffs. And when you do it in the playoffs, it's costlier than the regular season. Teams in the playoffs will make you pay. The Lions are one of those teams. Just like the Bills will make Bo Nix pay this week, the Lions will do it next week as well.
The teams they could play, the Commanders, mm-hmm. the Packers, the Vikings, or the Rams. Could be any of those four teams.
Yeah.
You say the Commanders?
I want the Commanders.
I say the Packers. It's two birds, one stone. Playing them means
But Kelly tells you it's so hard to beat a team twice in 1 year. How could you possibly beat them three times in 1 year?
That's your first problem. You're listening to Kelly.
Well, we all were forced to.
I know.
Thank you, Heather.
Sorry.
But John, it means the Eagles are out. Right? So the biggest threat is eliminated in the NFC playoffs.
Sure.
You let the field thin itself out because everybody else is going to commingle while you get the worst team in the postseason. The Packers are very beatable, to your point. Lions are 2-0 against them, and they have struggled against the best of the best.
Yeah, but
And
okay.
I like beating the Packers. It's been fun to beat the Packers. FTP. Like, this team really gets up and has a little extra juice when they face Green Bay.
All right. Been there, done that. Check that box twice. Vikings, been there, done that, checked that box twice. Who are the teams that they haven't played? They haven't played the Commanders. That's who I want. So the next game that you play in the NFC Championship game, because everybody says, ooh, the Eagles, they're so scary. No, they're not. All right? Bring it on. And maybe it is the bias that I had in that division. I'm just disappointed we can't play the Cowboys again. But let's beat the Commanders, and then let's take it to Jalen Hurts and Saquon Barkley. Oh, I'm going to do the right thing, and I'm going to sit out so I don't get the rushing record. No, you're going to sit out, and then you're going to see what it's like to play against a really good defensive front that can stop the run. And a team that maybe they're not going to respect the Lions' defense. I hope they say it. I hope they say it out loud. Because this is Aaron Glenn, and this defense is going to find a way to stop him in his tracks.
Tom, who do you want to play of this group of teams? And we'll throw that out to everybody, by the way. I mean, we're all going to be watching these games. Who do you hope the Lions are hosting a week from this weekend?
So the who you want?
Who do you want?
I mean, it's the Commanders, and it's easy. For every reason John just said, their defense is not good. I think the Lions should put
even the spike
40-plus on them. You know, but the reasons why John just stated... Why I think that they'd be the is why I don't think they'll win this weekend. I mean, Tampa Bay's got a better defense. Tampa Bay has Todd Bowles against a rookie quarterback. I don't see how they could pull that off against Tampa and then not come in here and do the same, where then it would maybe be scary, you know? See what I'm saying?
Yeah, and how much of this is Jaden Daniels is a rookie quarterback. If he wins his first playoff game on the road against Todd Bowles, not that I'm going to be afraid to play the Commanders, but suddenly that becomes more dangerous, right? He's a mobile quarterback.
He's going to do the C.J. Stroud.
Win one and then get bounced?
Yeah.
A lot of playoff experience down in Tampa. People don't realize it. Baker nearly went into Arrowhead and won with the Browns. I mean, they're very, I think, sneaky, the Buccaneers.
Maybe. I mean, they can score a ton of points. They've been red hot the last 2 months of the season.
A lot of their losses when they were really struggling with injuries and Evans were out were still very close. They took the Chiefs to OT this year. Remember the 49er game they lost by three when McCaffrey, I think that might have been his first game back, but they were decimated by injury. I think the Buccaneers are very tough out. So I don't know how the Commanders go down there. And having said that, that's why we play the games and anything can happen, you know, and stuff. Mm-hmm. But I think if you're being, I almost feel like you have to not count them. That's how strongly I feel about that. That they're not even it would probably be the Packers then.
Well, that's what I said, because the two birds, one stone. Eagles are out, and then you let the cannibalizing happen while you get the weakest team in the field. Like, it's just the preference, right? If you could pick anybody, I'd pick the 7 seed. I don't think it's you don't have to overthink this, guys. Now, if you were to ask me to rank these four, I would say the Packers are the team I want to play most, followed by the Commanders, then the Vikings. Mm-hmm. The team I want to play the least is the Rams.
Why?
Super Bowl winning quarterback and coach. They've played them tight this year and last year in a playoff game.
Still victories for the Lions.
John, I think they're going to win whoever they play, but they're the team I least want to play of the four.
I just don't want to have...
And I'm also sick of the storylines.
I'm sick of the storylines. I'm sick of listening to clips of a podcast. I'm sick of, oh, well, they were so disrespected in Detroit. You know what? F you. I don't really care. You know what? And we love what you've done for the city of Detroit.
Of course.
Just stop talking.
Who do you most want to play and who do you least want to play from the four teams? 248-539-9797. I assume we all are sick of this Rams thing.
Yeah. I don't think there's any question that people are sick of the conversation. I was talking on a show up north yesterday and the host was, they're kind of afraid of the whole Rams thing. And I said, I'm not afraid of it. I just don't want to have those conversations all week long leading up to the game. It's not a topic that I really am excited to talk about. So I'd rather talk about a rookie quarterback. I'd rather talk about the trying to beat a team actually three times, which is hard to do. I'm not going to sit here and say it's hard to win every game in your division. Lions have done that. Mm-hmm. Been there, done that. But I would rather play any of those teams.
Hasn't the Stafford thing been put to bed, though?
Yes.
See, I thought that's what last year did. Now, I don't think that's a lead-up conversation. I mean, we're talking about him being a tough quarterback to play and the matchups with the receivers and all that and their offense and McVay being a good coach. But the old bit Stafford storylines, I think, would not be in play before the game. If they somehow won and knock the Lions out, then they come back into play because that's just kind of getting knifed in the side, almost like not seeing it coming. That would hurt and it would add to it. But prior to, what are we going to say? Who are we still going to do? Who won the trade?
Okay, somebody's going to bring it up.
Well, somebody can. Is this show going to do it?
No.
I think we all know who's going to bring
embargo
it up.
On that topic.
Who? I don't know.
Who's going to bring
really,
it up?
Really? You're going to ask that question? I'll give you three chances, and the first two don't count.
Well,
Ref Jeager?
No, it's like when the Bills Mafia called into him the Saturday night before the Lions-Bills game, they called him Reagan. Like, he didn't know what his name was because they just would turn on the station, not familiar with the host. Let me tell you something, Reagan. That's what the guy said.
He'll be playing all the hits.
Oh, he will.
Stafford and Ford.
So Kelly says something about last year and the fans. Do we talk about it? I mean, it is news.
I was going to say, we have news once an hour.
I can't bring my kids this year.
Well, you know what? Neither can the Vikings. All right. We heard that storyline, which we didn't talk about either.
I do think, just getting back to the football of it, if the Rams win the coin toss in overtime, they may have won week one against the Lions, just to give people an idea of how close that game was.
Sure,
right?
They have. Yeah.
Yeah. So, of all the teams the Lions could play,
sure, if the clock doesn't expire, then the Lions may have actually beaten the Bucs.
My point is, overtime in the regular season, a coin flip is too valuable, and that offense was moving it. And in that game, they lost Puka Nacua, right? He's healthy now, and they've been featuring him. They're the most dangerous football team, taking our nausea from the storyline out of it. To me, they're the most dangerous team, even more so than Minnesota, and it's why I think the Rams are going to win the game. I think they will end up facing Los Angeles next week. But you guys can help us out. Ticket text 248-539-9797. We've got open lines. It could be any of four teams. Who do you want most? Who do you want least? It's 97.1.